I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Bo is taking a couple days off. And with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. Plus, he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. We have a guest in studio with us right now.
Hey, man.
Caleb Johnson, our very own Hawks insider, is joining us. Caleb, how you doing?
I'm good.
Before we go any further, tell me about your shirt. You always get the shirt game is always just on point. Yeah. I don't know what I'm looking at right now.
All right, so it does say what you probably are confused that it says, God does like ugly. It's a JID. He's a local Atlanta rapper. It's blowing up. Has, I think, the best album of the year that'll go probably win a Grammy.
All right. I'm feeling in lockstep with that. I went to Lil Wayne on Monday. No big deal. You know what I mean? I was out there in the streets.
You're showing your age. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It was, I think it was a Young Dro that was, and other guys like that. Anyways, though, man, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
I just have to always say real quick, Caleb's swag is period. Like, shirt game, hat game, always on 10. Shoes, too.
I don't know whose shirt game is more off the chain, him or Bo Johnson. Both of them always come with the absolute thunder on the t-shirts.
That's a fact. Like, Bo Johnson comes with some nice shirts as well.
And I just can't fit shirts like that, or else I would try to step my game up as well. But I'm 3X or 2X talls. They don't come available and everything. Anyways, speaking of 2X talls and 8X talls, Kristaps Porzingis. I want to talk to you about Hawks training camp. Obviously, some of the storylines. Give us the 30,000-foot storylines going into Hawks training camp. We all have high expectations, but what are the kind of subcategories that come along with those?
You mentioned height there, so I thought it would be important to point out the Atlanta Hawks are the tallest team in the NBA by average height.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Stop it.
This is a team that 2 years ago, Quinn Snyder came to the podium and was like 6'6", 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", because he's playing bigs who are 6'8", you know?
Yeah.
And not to say that, Onyeka Okongwu hasn't necessarily grown, but it's just
breaking news.
Yeah, it's the guys that are around that this team has gotten so much bigger at every other position. And they are the tallest team in the NBA while having Trae Young at point guard. So that really shows you.
Crazy.
Yeah. But in the same respect, they are the tallest team in the NBA. They are the third youngest team in the NBA. And that was certainly when we got to media day on Monday, Quinn Snyder very much was a talking point of his to go as much as we have things that we want to achieve, it is the Brooklyn Nets, it's the Charlotte Hornets, and then it's us as far as youth in the NBA. And so their big point is that we want to be patient but urgent with how we attack this season and kind of how we expect to go about, trying to win games and be successful.
But what could be a benefit of that? I mean, some of the ages, Jalen Johnson's 23, Asa Newell 19, Trey himself is 27, Dyson Daniels 22. But what are some benefits of that? They could grow together.
Yeah, I think it's, kind of the classic A lot of times you go to a new job and your boss would prefer that you maybe don't have a ton of experience in certain things because it's like, well, I want to mold you to how I want it to work here. And I think for Quinn Snyder, he's getting a lot of that, of guys who, hey, let's make this thing work in my system, which can be a bit wordy and can be a bit intricate. And then in the same respect, like Quinn was talking on Monday, saying that he likes to play a bit of like random basketball, and it's more like read-based decisions that you're making instead of, hey, we got to get into this set and play this whole thing out before we can go and try to score points. And so I think the youth is really an interesting factor. And in fact, it shocked Kristaps Porzingis. We talked to him yesterday, and he was like, yeah, I came in going to talk to Dyson Daniels, and I find out dude's 22, you know, and it's like, and I think for him, he's like, whoa, what do you mean? I'm, you know, almost 10 years younger or 10 years older than you. And I think, yeah, some of the vets might truly feel like, wow, we're a good bit older than this young core here. But I think guys like Kristaps see the excitement of like, oh, a core is getting built here that has, you know, the potential to sustain and be good for a long time.
Yeah, and I want to go into that a little bit. And obviously, we'll get to Trey, we'll get to Dyson and Zach and everybody else. But I want to talk about the newcomers for just a second and expectations around them. I think we all got so excited when we saw the Kristaps news and, you know, the other couple of things that went on. What are the expectations for these three newcomers? I guess four if you include, you know, draft pick. But
yeah,
when you look at these guys, it's like if we stay healthy, it could be magical. But just go down from there and talk about their roles on this team.
Yeah, so for Kristaps, he is the – they're still somewhat kind of calling him the unicorn he was coming out of the NBA draft. I think the big thing for him is, like, he is maybe not the best rim protector, but a great rebounder. And so kind of putting that alongside Jalen Johnson – is certainly something that I can think is going to help grow, you know, their game. The big thing for him is that he shoots threes. And so he is 7'1" and can stretch the floor and create a lot of space. It's funny, you know, to another newcomer, Asa Newell, was like, whoa, going from college basketball where everyone just like clogs up the lane to the NBA. He was like, I got so much space. You
there's
know?
A 7-footer shooting Jays out here.
So I think, you know, that aspect of Kristaps' game is, I think it just, it helps defensively, obviously, with just having another big down there. I think when you look over at Nickeil Alexander-Walker, he is someone who maybe not as dominant a three-point shooter, but can still certainly knock down shots. He is, I mean, just a great point of attack defender like Dyson Daniels, but has kind of had to work his way through his career to reach that point. Whereas when he came in the league, it was more of like, all right, you're a role player, kind of find your spot. And so that mindset has allowed Gnaw, as he gets kind of called.
Oh, I like that. He's officially now called Gnaw when it comes to this show. Yeah, we've now named him that.
Yeah, so for Gnaw, like he's able to kind of get in there, muck it up. He's willing to do anything, as well as he has experience as a ball handler. And since this team doesn't have the traditional point guard, that he is going to be one of those guys. Luke Kennard is going to be another one of those guys who has experience.
I hear it already.
Yeah. Let's go. You know, he's got that experience as a ball handler. Nickeil backing up for Anthony Edwards at times at point guard, and Luke Kennard backing up Ja Morant at times at point guard when offenses need to switch and that sort of a thing. And then, I mean, Luke is just such a dominant three-point shooter. And so, like, that's why on paper, sky's the limit for, like, what they could achieve.
Love it.
And I want to get to that, Caleb. It is our 92.9 The Game's very own Atlanta Hawks reporter, insider Caleb Johnson, here on the morning shift. We just talked about the expectations for each of the newcomers to this Hawks team. I want to get into what the expectations should be and you think are for this Hawks team as a whole, because we know this is a weakened East. Obviously, the Celtics took a step back, and there are some other teams dealing with some injuries. We know, obviously, I think the baseline of what the Hawks should be this year is not a play-in team, meaning a top six team.
Yeah.
Are the expectations more than that, though? Should they be shooting for a top five or a top four team this year, given what the situation is in the East this year?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I will do the thing that Coach and Trey have been kind of talking through this point. Their big thing for this season is staying present and in the moment. That is like that is what they are preaching to us. That is what they're preaching to each other of yes, there are going to be goals and expectations. And on paper, like, this team should be top four in the Eastern Conference easily. However, you just went from being a play-in team the last few seasons. So to expect them to make the jump from, hey, you're 7 or 8 to now you should be 3-4, I think is a lot to ask. And so I've put them in the 5-6 range of like, hey, don't be a play-in team, make the playoffs, and then reach the second round of the playoffs. So if you fall in that 5-6 range, don't let that completely discourage you and mean that, oh, we don't have home court advantage, so we can't advance. No. Make it to the second round of the playoffs. Maybe surprise somebody if there's a health issue. But I think just as far as like the regular season is really long, 82 games, and you know, injuries do happen, and I have no idea what that's going to look like for the Atlanta Hawks this year. But I think on paper, Trey has said this is the best team that he's ever played with. Because of that, it's just you actually have to play the games and figure out, you know, kind of where you're going
to
fall.
Well, and we only have a minute or so left, but I do have to ask you about Trae Young, because at the media day the other day, you asked him about his contract. And I know the internet has taken it and everyone's taken a different angle from it. But what did you take from his response?
I took that. So I straight up I asked him, are you disappointed? Because I feel like I put myself in his position it's very difficult to be able to do that.
Right. Yeah.
But I thought I might be disappointed if sure. I was him. If I'm sure. the leader of the team, the franchise player, and I didn't get a contract done, and now I'm going into technically free agency after this year, even though he's got a player option that he can pick up. So what I took from him was he initially was like, I don't know about disappointed. And then I think he thought for a second, was like, yeah, maybe. Maybe I am. Of like, I think he wants to be here long term. He wants to see this thing build. And in the same respect, that's why he is focused so much on staying present with his team and trying to win this year, is because he knows, who knows what the future holds, for him, as to whether or not if he sees how the season goes and it isn't successful, maybe he does start looking other places and wants to see his future somewhere else. If the team doesn't perform well, maybe on Auncie's side of things, they look at and go, okay, maybe we start differently after this year. However, if they have the success, then you push forward. I think the reason why a contract didn't get done is honestly because of a guy like De'Aaron Fox with the San Antonio Spurs, who signed a max deal. And I think the Hawks didn't want to sign Trey to a max because they know how this new CBA is with the tax thresholds and the mess that they could find themselves in if they overpay. And a guy like De'Aaron Fox is going to make $61 million in a couple of seasons. That's and crazy. He's not a $61 million crazy. Player. Yeah. And so like that was the tough thing is getting something reasonable. But I know that Trey's side wants respect and wants to, earn what he thinks he deserves.
Of course.
Good
he
stuff,
does.
Man. Yeah. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready. The Hawks primer, just let's go.
First preseason game is Monday.
It is against the Houston Rockets.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. That is Caleb Johnson.
I know nobody will play, but I'm already out for blood.
Right. I know. Well, so I'm on the call with Steve for that game, and I was like, can we get like 5 minutes of Kevin Durant? But probably not.
Well, you can find Caleb Johnson on Twitter or X, whichever you prefer to call it, at ATL Johnson. Thanks for coming in a bit early for us today, Caleb.
Absolutely, guys.
Good stuff. Ready to roll.
Yeah.
Coming up, we've got another report card to hand out to the Falcons for their first quarter, and we've got a life of Dylan.
A young celebrity got his hair cut by an even bigger celebrity, and I want to ask y'all, which celebrity would y'all let cut your hair? It's coming up next on The Life of Squid, featuring Dillian on Sports Radio, 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.calltheSheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.